Why don't you stand up? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. It's down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. What happened? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down, way down. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart.
In the house of the Lord, praise.
all night. I wanna lift up my hand. All night, I wanna dance the holy dance. All night, I wanna praise the Lord. All night, I wanna praise the Lord. All night, I wanna lift. All night, I wanna dance the holy dance. All night, I wanna praise the Lord. All night.
Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Isn't that good? Crystal, would you grab this other mic, please? We're going to let Crystal sing for us. Is that all right? You can give us a turn around.
Makes me wanna shout.
makes me roar and shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. It makes me want to shout. And we worship you, Lord. The grave's been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave's been denied. Jesus lives forever. That's all right. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Has lost his victory at the grave. Forever. He's alive. He's alive. Let's sing this. He's the Alpha and Omega. First and last is He. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. God is risen. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Thank you, Lord. You're holy. We bless your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. The Lamb of God is risen. Sing it. The Lamb of God is risen. The Lamb. The Lamb of God is risen. The Lamb of God is risen. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. Blessed is He. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory at the grave. 59. Jesus is forever. mind. Jesus lives forever. Tell him, Jesus lives forever. 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 He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
Well, bless God. Why don't you find somebody and tell them that you love them this morning? Find about five people and say, I love you. Turn the lights up. What was that progression that we had right in? Have some fun. Let's do some fun. Let's do some fun. Then we go on. Is that right? How many of y'all want to have some fun? How many of y'all want to have fun?
Jesus, and horror set me free. I wanna clap, 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 clap all night, all night. When I think about Jesus, what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus, and horror set me free. I wanna clap, 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 clap all night, all night, all night, all night. Well, when I think about Jesus, what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus, and horror set me free. I wanna leap, leap. Leap, 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 all night, all night. Jesus, what he's done for me.
When I think about Jesus, if Harvey set me free, I wanna dance, 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 dance. I dare somebody to dance. Clap on. Show them how to clap. Well. Now we're going to give you one more time. And if you don't know how to dance, all you got to do is just wiggle your foot. I want to show these people how to dance, Tito. Now, for those that ain't been in church a while, I'm going to let you get your dancing. Is that right? Let's do that one more time. Is that right? When I think about Jesus, dance, dance, dance. I think that's in the Bible somewhere, isn't it? It says, dance unto the Lord. You know it's in the Bible? Think about Jesus, what he's done for me. What I think about Jesus and how he set me free. I wanna dance, 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 dance all night, all night, all night, all night. All night, come on, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night. Come on, dance, 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 dance all night.
Ready.
Brother Jesse, we're yours. Praise the Lord, isn't he good? Well, glory. What's that progression y'all did Friday night? He wrote. She don't remember, neither do I. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. It's offering time. Somebody say it's a good thing, isn't it? Well, come. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. Somebody say, it's good to praise God.
It's good to praise God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. As he's good, as they're preparing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just keep going with that, Chris. That's really pretty, isn't it? Oh, my Lord. No. Okay. Hallelujah. See, it was a lion spirit in here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Chris is going to fix it for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just sing that really nice and come on. Ladies, up for me. Hallelujah. 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 You go help her, Jesse.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good just to raise your hands and sing that?
Hallelujah.
Let's give everybody the opportunity just to lift up holy hands and sing it. Come on. Hallelujah. Offering envelope this morning. We have it. If you need it, just raise your hand. Praise God. Who wants to get these out for me? Tommy, you want to help me this morning by getting those offering envelopes out there? Tell them what they need to do. Amen. Go ahead. Well, Lord, we praise you. Yes. Praise you. Lord, Lord today. Let's sing it. Come on.
Jesus is Lord over everything. Jesus is Lord. Jesus,
He can handle it.
Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is. Jesus is Lord.
Why don't you bring those offerings? Father, we just pray over this morning's offering as your people bring it, that you would bless it, use it, Father God, to the building of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, speak over it. Father God, we bless it. Bless every giver this morning in the name of Jesus. Praise God for it. Somebody say, thank God. Say, this offering is blessed, and every giver is blessed. In Jesus' name. All right, Sister Kathy.
Just a reminder, we'll be back again this evening for service at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, we'll be back at 8 o'clock. Thursday morning, we have a Bible study over at Sister Bell's house. It's a New Testament survey. It's a great course. We're just learning some wonderful information and being able just to fellowship with each other. And that meets at 10:30 at Bell's house. And then Friday night, we'll be back again at 8 o'clock for service.
There's a watering word seed Friday. Jesse knows more about it.
It's Friday. I believe it's at Billy's house. You can ask her for directions. What Watering Word Seed basically is, you can turn this down a little bit, Jesse. It's feeding back. Pastor Rod preaches a word here, and a lot of times it's a lot of meat, and you can't take it all at once. That's why we have CDs. The Watering Word Seed class is where we break the confusing stuff down. He might quote a scripture, and you don't know it's a scripture. He might quote part of it. But we take it, and we water that seed. We expound on it. We explain it. We break it down. So we break it down for you so that it's easy to understand. And it also gets it grounded in your spirit. You may have understood everything as the children are going. You might feel you understand everything that he's talking about, but Watering Word Seeds gets that in your heart, because you can't just hear it once. You got to hear it over and over to get it. Is that good?
If you're going to go to the Watering Word Seed Bible study this week, you're going to need, what you do is you pick up a CD or you meditate with CD. We're going to be studying that week, and this week I think it was, what is it, Love the More Excellent Way? Is the Bible study this week. And if you don't want to purchase it, you can go to the website and listen to it on the website and study it there. Isn't that a good idea? Amen. Today at 4 o'clock, choir rehearsal. We are going to have it. Y'all are sound. Choir people, y'all did so good that first time. We got to keep it up. Y'all want to do it again today? Y'all want to hit it? Who can make it today at 4 o'clock? Can you do it today at 4? Or Ashley can? Okay. Well, the only one we'll be missing is Mary Hensley. She's bringing up the bass for us. You know, we just won't have any bass. No, musicians don't get that. Amen. Why don't you open your Bibles this morning? It's 12:03. Chris, help me out. Everybody wants to hit Chris now. No. Praise the Lord. I'm not looking too crazy, my boy. All right. Let's go right here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, that means there are such a thing as spiritual gifts. Okay? Brethren, I would not have you be, what? Ignorant. Anybody ever met ignorant people? I've met some ignorant people in my life. Somebody say, just ignorant. Somebody say ignorant. Just ignorant people. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diverse differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Somebody say the manifestation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? To profit everybody. So when we flow in the gifts of the Spirit, right? When we flow in the gifts of the Spirit, when we flow in it, not in ignorance, but we flow in it because we study it and we know how to move in it, guess what's going to happen? The body as a whole is going to do what? It's going to get better. That lifestyles, when you get around people that aren't ignorant concerning spiritual gifts, you'll make more money. So say profit. You'll be able to profit in every way. The body of Christ will be built up. Things will go better with you. Amen. Things go better when people learn how to flow in spiritual gifts. Not with, you know, but we can't do this ignorantly. We've got to do it by the Spirit of God. So what do we want to do? We want to learn spiritual gifts and start to operate in them so that we'll all start to do better. How many of you notice that as you come to church, you do better? Has anybody gotten worse since they've been in church? Anybody, you, Brother Laren, raise a hand and say, I've gotten worse since I've been in church, you know. But has anybody done worse since they got in church? You will find out that as you get in church, you'll do better if you get in there and hang in there. If you hang in there a while, things will get better. It'll be a fight of faith, but you'll end up winning. So you can expect things to get better for you. Somebody say, amen? All right. So, for to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Everybody say wisdom. Say it one more. Shout it out for me. Wisdom. Say it one more time. Wisdom. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning, is the gift of wisdom. All right. For in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, for to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Everybody say word. Now that word, the word word means logos. Everybody's ever heard the word logos before? Logos is the thought and the intention and purpose of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is God because God just thought about it. He said, I'm here, and here he was. I mean, he's the only one that thought himself into existence. Isn't that good? Do you know there's a thought this morning, there's a word for you this morning that God, the Bible says, I have a plan for you, an expectation for you. I got something I want to do for you. God is thinking about you, and the thoughts that God has towards you, guess what that is? That is the Word of God for you. Somebody say, Logos. All right. So the Logos comes, speaker. Now this wisdom means Sophia. Anybody ever heard of Sophia? Anybody heard somebody call Sophia Loren or Sophia? Well, in the Greek, that word Sophia means wisdom or knowledge, supernatural wisdom, okay? Now general, everybody say there are three types of wisdom. There are three types of wisdom that I want you to write down. The first time is general wisdom. Hopefully we all have some sort of general wisdom. There's another second type of wisdom that I want to talk to you about this morning, is leadership wisdom. Amen. Amen. And there's a third type of wisdom that God wants you to move in, and that's the word of wisdom. And if you want to flow in the wisdom of God, you shouldn't want to go through life blind and dumb. Why do Christians do better? Because you have an inside tip. You know what's going on because there's wisdom about you. God bless Solomon. He was the richest man in the whole wide world. Why? Because God graced him with wisdom. And God wants to grace you with wisdom so that you might be able to profit and do better. But if you don't know how wisdom's going to come from, you're never going to take advantage of it. So there are three types of wisdom that God wants you to reign in. One is general wisdom. Amen. Second is leadership wisdom. And the third is supernatural, the word of wisdom. Now, some people might flow in one and not the other. You know, you just got good common sense, right? Amen. Well, if you've gotten good common sense, that's that general wisdom. Well, there are others. How many thank God when you come to church, you hear a nice word? You know, God speaks to you from the Bible. You know, you get to, anybody remember, seemeth good to me, word, the word about, seemeth good to me that you don't go off on rabbit trails. Well, that's called leadership wisdom that you get from going to church. You hear the word God taught to you, and you don't do stupid things because you've heard it taught. Amen? Well, that third type of wisdom is the supernatural gift of the word of wisdom that you also can flow in. Turn right here. James chapter 1, verse 5. I'm going to give you all a present this morning. I'm going to try to let you all out of here. Amen. Praise God. If any of you lack wisdom, somebody say lack wisdom. There are a lot of people that are in lack. They're in lack for certain reasons. First of all, the first part of lack comes from a lack of wisdom. I lack food. I lack a car. I lack tires. I lack clothes. I lack money. Well, if you lack all those things, chances are you're going to lack. You're lacking in one area of wisdom. So I say, praise the Lord. Wisdom will fulfill your need. Here it is. If any man lack, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of who? Who do you ask for wisdom from? See, we are so quick to go and get everybody's opinion. We'll buy every magazine, every book out there. But if you need wisdom in a certain situation to get you out of something, ask God. He knows exactly what to do. I mean, you're tired of reading this book, 12 Steps here. I mean, you've taken 1,001 steps, and you're right back where you left off, trying to find wisdom. What do you think? What is that one thinking? Well, the wisdom of this world is not going to help us out every time. Amen. But you need the wisdom of God. So if any of you lack wisdom, say, God will tell you how to get out of it. You'll start to feel better when God gives you solutions out of situations. So if you're lacking wisdom, you can ask of God to give to every man liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Let him ask in what? Faith. See, a lot of people ask for wisdom, but they don't want to ask in faith. And that word faith means faith is what? Obeying God. Faith without works is dead. Faith just doesn't believe, oh, I'm going to ask, and I believe I'm going to hear some wisdom. That's not what it's talking about here. I'm asking for God, and I believe God's going to give me wisdom. Well, when you ask in faith, it means God's going to tell me what to do, and after he tells me what to do, or he reveals to me what to do, I'm going to have faith to do what he tells me to do. I'm not going to be scared about it. Somebody say, I will move in faith when I hear the word of wisdom. And sometimes we hear wise things come from the heart of God, and it scares us at times to get out there and do it, but we've got to do it anyhow. Amen? So you've got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind. Anybody ever got the wisdom of God, but you know, you knew what was the right thing to do, but you were afraid to obey God? You know, you wanted to let that negative situation roll on forever, and you wanted to just keep second-guess everything, and the word of God's already told you the answer. You know what? Usually God will answer you in the word, and once God says it in the word to you, guess what? That settles it. That's all you get. God's not going to change his mind. It's so funny. We go through, play Bible Russian roulette. We have a situation in our life, and we'll go through the Bible and find out which situation applies to us, and if it gives us the wrong answer we want, we're going to find another Bible verse. I don't like that one. Well, you know what? God's going to tell you exactly what he wants you to do. And you got to have faith to obey that immediately, no matter what the cost. The wisdom of God will bring you provision, right? So you must ask in faith. That means you got to ask in faith, saying, I'm going to ask God, and God's going to tell me what to do, and I'm going to do exactly that, no matter what it costs me. Amen. No matter if it changes my whole life in order to do it. See, we want God to fix things. How many of you want God to fix things in your life? Well, they're going to fix your, if you ever take your car into a shop, how many of you want to take your car into the shop and have them fix your car? But don't you dare lift that hood. You know, you're going to take your car in to get your car fixed, but you don't want God to lift the hood. You don't want the mechanic to open up your truck or your car to work on your engine. That's what it's like for so many Christians and so many people. We want God to fix our messed up situations, but don't you dare touch that hood, which you need my keys for. You know, we expect God just to breathe on our stuff and it will all be okay. But I tell you what, if God's going to fix your stuff, he's going to lift up the hood and get in there. Somebody say amen. And you can't change your mind once you start. God doesn't tell you all the details. But he'll tell you the final end. And that's what it is when you have to listen to the wisdom of God. God said, listen, first of all, I'm God. That's the biggest thing you got to realize. That's the wisdom of God. I'm God and I can handle it. Everybody say, I'm God. You're not God, but he is God. But you're acting like that, amen? And I can handle it. First thing wisdom says to you, that there is a God. That's the bottom line. That's the first thing with all wisdom. That will change up every figure that you have. I had my friend over here, Brother Dean, was going through and doing budgets. You know Dean does budgets every 2 weeks. You know, he just budgets. Somebody say budgets. He have to pump gas and sit in his car and do a budget after he pumps the gas, you know. Gas was 3 cents higher, so I have to rebudget all my stuff. Well, when he first got a new stuff, he was going through the budget. He was working through his budget, and I said, you forgot one factor. You forgot one factor. You forgot one ingredient. You're a believer and you're a Christian. You forgot to put down Jesus. Do you know that you can bank on Jesus? He'll fix things for you. How many had stuff come in that you weren't expecting because Jesus? Somebody say, the Jesus factor. God can handle it. You're not in this situation. You're not in your life all by yourself. God is there, and every once in a while, he'll do something for you. I have to say that for the people that can't believe that God will always do. Amen. God is involved in your situation. You need to bank on it. Somebody say, bank on it. And count on it. So the first part of wisdom, you got to realize that there is a God. Amen. And he's going to tell me to do something. Whatever he tells me to do, I can bank on it. And he'll work it all out. Okay, so you will waver if you don't believe that there is a God. Wisdom would be, I'm having a problem with my sister. Well, let's say, my sister's driving me out of my mind, and I want to just rip her face off. And we go to the Word, right? We go to the Word of God. We get into the Bible. It says, listen, when you got enemies, you got situations, what does the Bible say? It says, do good to those that curse you. Bless those that use you and work you over. So I say, that is the wisdom of God. Because God knows that when you do these things, the latter end will come out to your favor. But in the world, we can't figure that out. Say, no, I'm not going to bless them. How could I ever do that? So we don't want to ever do what the Bible tells us to do because we don't really believe that there's a God. Ask of God who gives wisdom and don't waver. Let him not think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So he's saying the person that's always wavering will not get anything from God. I like Friday night service. We had a Friday night service. We had a Friday night service, y'all, and one song the whole service, just about, wasn't it? One song took us through the whole service. Everybody say, good things come to those that wait on Jesus. I'm going to wait on Jesus. Say it one more time. Good things come to those who wait. Therefore, I will always wait on Jesus. People of strong faith can wait long. The more you learn to depend on Jesus, the more your confidence grows in Jesus, you can continue to be obedient without seeing any outward manifestation whatsoever. You just hold on just a little while longer. Somebody say amen. But if you're going to waver in your waiting, so say, I will not waver while I wait for my manifestation. If you're going to waver while waiting, you're not going to get anything. You've got to be able to wait in faith with the right confession, with the right mindset. Somebody say, praise God. See, there are a lot of people that wait, but they're not really waiting. Waiting means, look, I'm expecting God. Somebody say, I'm still expecting. My confidence in God is still strong. I'm not always second-guessing. If you waver in your mind while you're waiting for your manifestation, don't even think about it, that you'll get anything from the Lord. The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Everybody say the word waver. Now that word waver means, somebody say, to doubt or discern, to judge or stagger. Or withdraw from. Wow. Okay, now y'all don't have to repeat me anymore. Amen? Okay, very good. Amen. I can handle it. Amen. All right, so listen, when we doubt, see, we get, many people think, let me tell you where wavering starts, in your head. Wavering starts in your head. I had a friend of mine, please don't get mad at me, just said, I just thought about this. I said, oh boy, here we go. Listen, if you've already let God think about it for you, what are you going to reprocess it for? If you have the wisdom of Christ, why don't you take that wisdom and roll with it? Amen. One of the things, I work with several different companies, and one of the things there were the good companies that I work for, the thing they, if the manager decided something, you just rolled with it. Say, listen, I got paid to already think about what you're to do. Amen. If you go rethinking everything I do, we're wasting money. Well, that's what it's like with God. You know, God's already rethought out. He's already thought out our life. He's already planned things. He's already written it in the Word. It's already planned. Guess what? You don't have to rethink it. You don't have to test it. Amen. It's been tried. It's been tested, and the Word is true. So if the Bible gives you some type of wisdom and some type of direction, run with it. How many had ever owned a company? Anybody ever owned a company or been the boss of anything? Or want to be boss? You know, you weren't really the boss, but you thought you were. And you know what it's like when you have something, you say, this is the way I want it done, and this is the way it should be done. How would you like your employees just rethought everything you'd thought out? Now, wait a minute, Mr. Boss Man or Miss Boss Woman. I just decided we're going to put the files in like this. I've been here for a whole 2 days, you know, but I'm going to rearrange everything. Don't waver in your thinking. Once the wisdom of God comes to you, run with it. Trust it. Amen. I got to rush. Amen. So everybody say wisdom. And we will not waver in wisdom. Turn to Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. The primary place that God will direct you to give you wisdom, the first place that God will give you wisdom from, is the Word of God. Listen, actually you can go to verse 10, Psalm chapter 19, verse 10. With my whole heart I have sought thee, oh let me not wander from thy commandments. How many don't want to wander from what God said? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Well, you got to hide the Word of God in your heart and not let go of the promise and hold on it until you get to the other side, right? So that's the first part. General wisdom will usually come to us from the Word of God. It's more than just common sense. Listen, general wisdom comes from a renewed mind. Okay, there are a lot of people that think that they're just street smart. Well, that's not this wisdom that we're talking about. We're talking about the wisdom of God that comes from people that stay in the Word. Amen. That sit in there and they've had their mind renewed with the Word of God so that when situations come up, the Scripture comes up in their head and tells them what to do. So the primary place that one will receive general wisdom is the Word of God. It will come, listen, when you seek God and you hide the Word in your heart and you decide, listen, I'm not going to let that Word escape me. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. All right, so the second type of wisdom that we're going to be talking about is leadership wisdom. Everybody say leadership wisdom. That's all I want you to repeat. Available to those that teach and rule and minister. According to James chapter 3, verse 1. Let's go there. There is something about everybody's always got their 2 cents in everybody's business. How many of you realize that about church folk? Everybody's got exactly what you need to do for God. Sometimes you feel like you went to war someplace. All these generals, amen. Somebody say, orders everywhere you go. One brother told me, somebody went up to him and said, you need to get up right now and go lay hands on the pastor. One brother said that was Friday night. Somebody said, just orders. And the brother looked at him to rethink, well, what did he say? And you know, what did he think? And he said, no, you need to do it right now. You need to do it right now. Isn't that crazy? Don't you let anybody tell you what to do. You need to check it with your heart. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. You got to know the difference between the wisdom of God and a controlling spirit. Amen? Amen? Prophecy will lead you. Amen? It won't drive you. Amen? Devil doesn't. Jesus doesn't beat his sheep and drive his sheep with a big whip. Move down! No. It's not how God moves. There is a leadership. Listen, in James chapter 3, verse 1, my brothers, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. So we understand that the judgment on teachers and preachers of the Word of God is stronger. They'll be judged stronger in a heavier way than just regular laity people. You see that in the Word? All right. Now, James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? So it says if there's somebody that's supposed to be wise and endued with supernatural biblical knowledge, okay, among you, let him show it out of a good conversation, his works with meekness of wisdom. So I want you to know this, that listen, if someone is wise and has the knowledge of God, how are we to see it? Somebody say, out of his conversation, out of the conversation of his works. You should be able to see wisdom. Not just hear wisdom, you should be able to see wisdom. Somebody say, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. I have the wisdom of God, the Lord is coming. You need to do this and you need to do that, and they're not doing anything. That doesn't sound like they really heard God. Right? You should be able to see wisdom. Hallelujah. So here are things about wisdom. James chapter 3, let's go on, verse 14. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Somebody say, stop lying. The wisdom descendeth, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly and sensual and devilish. Some people get so smart and so wise that they get into strife. And we think, I've got the wisdom of God, and it got me mad at everybody else because I know it all. Well, the Bible says that wisdom didn't come from above. Where did that wisdom come from? That wisdom came from the devil. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So the wisdom that is of God, you should be able to see it by what an individual does. A wise person will have fruit manifested in their life. An unwise person with devilish wisdom, amen, according to the Bible, right? If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is devilish, sensual, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is every evil work. So people that are wise won't usually roll into what? Strife and all this other stuff. Some say they think they got the spirit of wisdom. Some say they're just ignorant. Some say, praise the Lord. So we know that God's wisdom. So don't go, listen, if you got a problem going and say, I don't understand something, don't find somebody that's mad about something. What are you going to hear? The devil. Right? That wisdom does not come from where? Above, where does it come from? Amen. It comes from the devil. So how many of you want to reign profit in life? Spiritual gifts help us to prosper and to do well. Well, stop seeking wisdom in trash cans. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Stop going there. Amen. You want the wisdom of God? You got some direction you want in your life? Find somebody that's busy about the work of Jesus Christ. Somebody that's happy about doing something for God and happy about it. Amen. Somebody not just run their mouth about what everybody else is doing wrong. Amen. Find somebody that's busy about the work of the kingdom of God. Amen. And say, listen, I just want to get around you, and sooner or later, I want some of that wisdom to roll off on me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, see, that you need to pass the test. Right? Go out to lunch with them three times. You know, and say, I'm just seeking the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I've heard the word of God. I'm seeking the wisdom of God. Ride out with them. You know, and if you hear, you know, running at everybody and strife and stuff, say, oh, I thought you knew something. Wrong. Somebody say, amen. They know about as much as who the last person they ran down. Amen. If they were wise, they would spend more of their words glorifying Jesus Christ, building the kingdom of God, and running on about their business. Amen. Than wasting their time trying to knock somebody down that's already headed for destruction. Wise people don't worry about people that are screwed up because they will destroy themselves. Amen. I used to get so upset about people. You know, how many, Rex, you remember we started Nation Church? Whenever somebody would freak out, I would get freaked out with them. You remember, Denise? I mean, I would get freaked out. I said, well, this was going off, and I'd be so worried about everybody, where everybody was. Oh, this was that. Was that. And I used to get all wigged out until I realized, listen, I'm for God. If they're going to be wigged out, they're going to be wigged out by themselves. I didn't get them into it. I can't pull them out of it. Amen? So wise people realize that God is ultimately in control. Amen? You don't have to help them destroy themselves. If some people, even if the other people are wrong, there's a sin to even speak of such things. Wise people say, listen, that was messed up. I know that you don't know it. You don't have to worry about that. They will run themselves down. Somebody say people that get into the Word and been around a long time, they realize, don't worry about it, they will destroy themselves. You just keep busy about what God wants. So that's how you can tell leadership wisdom. Who do I want to follow? Who do I want to run with? Leadership wisdom. You will find leadership wisdom. Follow people that are doing something. Paul said, listen, follow me as I follow Christ. Not as I run into mischief. Somebody say, praise the Lord. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, all the way to chapter 1, verse 8 through 31. Jesse, why don't you grab a mic? I want you to read that real quick for us. 8 all the way to 31. And there's a question I want you to realize. I want you to think about this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 through 31, this will tell you the kind of people, what kind of people is the Spirit likely to use with the manifestation of the word of wisdom. Go ahead, Jesse, read that for us.
Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas, besides I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, you can always catch people, somebody say, trying to look smart. You know, and it's a part, like we go to find churches and we try to look for the guy that looks the smartest. You know, he looked like he's a pretty smart guy. Well, God hadn't chose those that look smart. Amen. He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I'm gone in certain, as a pastor, I go to meetings all the time. You know, and you go to hear people, philosophers and theologists talking. Tom, you've been out there and you hear, and some of the theologists say some of the dumbest stuff you've ever heard in your life. Turn on some of the radio, some of the most ignorant things that you just learn in third grade Sunday school. You know, these people forgot and they gotten so smart they got dumb. So smart they got dumb, thinking that they can contain all the wisdom of God in their head. You need the wisdom of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To make it. Also in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Go there. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. In the last day, which day that we now live in, amen, you're going to need to walk in the wisdom of God. You don't want to walk in your own understanding. You want to walk influenced by the Word of God, amen, influenced by your worship experiences. When we talk about leadership wisdom, you want to walk under the influence of Sunday morning teaching, Sunday night teaching, amen, Bible studies, what you hear Brother Joel talk about, amen. You want to walk with leadership wisdom in this last day. Don't just walk under your own understanding. How many people that are out there right now doing dumb stuff and you see them do something dumb and you realize it was dumb because you just heard about it Sunday morning and you can't say anything to them? Well, you're going to walk, listen, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I tell you what, it's a very foolish thing, amen, to live in a day like today and to see everything going down, amen, and knowing all the details but never really knowing the heart of God. There are a lot of unwise people. You can watch CNN 24 hours a day and know all the details but don't know anything that's going on. Knowing details is not going to give you wisdom. Knowing Jesus will give you understanding and let you know what the real deal is. Amen? Listen, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Nobody knows what's really going on. God understands the big picture. Amen? And you need the wisdom of God in this final day. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what is the will of the Lord for you. After this thing that happened on September the 11th, amen, an evil day comes. Everybody needs to discern, what is the will of God for me? I'm not Mr. Flag-toting person. I love America, amen, but I'm not one of those, amen. I just don't get off. And I found out this morning in my prayer life, I'd like to teach a message, and I might do it, but I'm, you know, when I get to the point where I don't want to say something, you know it's rough, amen. Say, I don't want to go there, amen. Amen, but you really like to find out. I want to ask you a question this morning, and I was talking to the Holy Spirit. You know you can do that. You know you can really do that. And, you know, I was praying and meditating and talking to the Holy Ghost, and I heard the Holy Ghost. You know it sounds really crazy. You ever heard that Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Ooh, yeah, you ever heard everybody say, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Everybody say it. What have you done for me lately? Well, I was praying for the nation. God said, pray for the nation. I said, I want to be just like everybody else, patriotic, and I got to pray for the nation and do whatever I got to do. He said, listen, it's more than just prayers. The question is, what have you done lately? You can put a flag on your car all you want to, amen, but that's not going to feed anybody and change anything. What have you done lately? There's a message coming. What have you done for your country lately? Amen. You can't take your, listen, you can't go over to the neighborhood and just wave a flag and expect things to get better because you got a flag over it. Yes, amen. Kennedy said, he said, ask not what your country can do for you. Amen. Ask what you can do for your country. Amen. But if you're so concerned about the state of your country, amen, stop talking about bombs and banners and all this mess. Get out and do something. Amen. Somebody say, what have you done for your country lately? Faith without works is dead. You can say all you want to say about your country, but until you get your butt up and get out there, amen, and find a problem area in your country and get out there and do something about it, amen. Your talk is cheap. Somebody say, how did he get there? Bible says redeeming the time because the days are evil, amen. Amen. See, we can waste our time, you know, playing this song. Every radio station you get on, everybody's got some old fat lady singing, God bless America, land of the free. Amen. Well, see, I can talk all I want to because I've done my part and will continue to do my part. Amen. I've given many years of service. I was out on the drug trail for a long time, not selling it. Amen. I was, amen. I wasn't selling it, amen, but I was out there telling that drunks are evil, amen. You don't need to do that. I was out there in the high schools. Before I was 22 years old, I had ministered to over 250,000 young people, telling them that drugs are wrong, amen, telling them that you can make right decisions and tell them about Jesus, amen. That's what I can do for my country, amen. Amen. You ain't going to find a flag on the back of my car, but you're going to find my works one day, amen. Somebody say, what have you done lately? Amen. Glory to God. It's the same. So say, that's exactly what he talks about church. See, he didn't want us putting fish on the back of our cars. Amen. He don't want a fish on the back of our car. He wants works in our life. Same thing for our country. Amen. Tell them to shut up and stop talking about how patriotic they are and get out there and do something about it, little slacker. Amen. Woo, it's coming. What have you done for your country lately? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Talk is cheap. And if we're going to do something, we need to redeem the time because the days are evil. Amen. We got Pharisees in the church, and now we got Pharisee, you know, Americans. Amen. Amen. They like to do everything to be seen of people. That's the truth. Amen. Put flags everywhere. We've had terrorists in our country for years and years and years. People die every day. People live in fear every day because somebody's going to take something from them. Somebody's going to do something from them. People are afraid to walk down the street. Amen. Untapped. Come on, somebody say praise the Lord. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And see, if you just catch everything that you want to catch, amen, from off the news and everywhere else instead of praying. Amen. Instead of praying and hearing the heart of God and reading the word, amen, and letting God tell you what the truth is, amen, you'll be unwise. It's unwise just to wave a flag. It's wise to do something about it. Amen. That's the wisdom of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You will always do something foolish when you don't discern what the will of God is. It's a fool to live life wasted. One life and it soon shall pass. Only what you do for Christ will last. So if you want to walk in wisdom, walk to fulfill God's destiny over your life. That is a wise thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I like this. This is, I shouldn't even add this in here, but this is one of our little key scriptures. I'm going to speak it anyhow. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is access, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Amen. Be drunk with the Holy Ghost. It's a smart thing. Amen. When you see the situation, everything's going on in the world, I'd get in church and get to a real Holy Ghost filled one and get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. A wise person will receive the Holy Spirit's new wine. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always. Praise God. I like this verse. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another. Everybody say wisdom. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Now, the last type of wisdom that you want to talk about, that I want to share with you, amen, James chapter 1, verse 17. Go there. This is that wonderful word of wisdom. Praise the Lord. James chapter 1, verse 17. I need to have wisdom to learn to staple my pages together. Amen. Actually, we can do better than that. All right. A spiritual manifestation available to the word of wisdom is a spiritual manifestation available to any believer as a special and specific need might arise. It is a spiritual direction which the Holy Spirit himself shares with an individual for a certain situation, especially where the outcome of this decision would not be known outside of this revelation. Its basis is always biblically revealed wisdom. Okay, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, which Jesse just read to you. Everybody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave y'all alone right there. I think you've had enough. What do you think? Somebody say, Chris said yes. Somebody say praise the Lord. You need the wisdom of God. If you want to be successful in life, let me tell you, the smartest thing ever, amen? Hallelujah. Somebody say, the smartest thing ever is to catch that ringer, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Uh-oh. Oh, sorry. No, it's okay. So I say, praise God. It's Rita. And say, I'm over here, amen, and go meet me. Now, the smartest thing ever is to realize that you don't know it all, that there is a supernatural God someplace that can help you. That can help you. There's more help available to you if you'll yield to it. You're not on your own. So say, you need the supernatural wisdom of God to prosper. Why don't you stand up? Amen. Did y'all enjoy this morning? Amen. How many are ready to go out and do something for Jesus? How many are ready to go out and do something for your nation? Amen. Talk is cheap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go out and make a difference in every way. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Anyone that wants to find themselves as a faithful and wise servant, remember that scripture in the Bible talking about you want to be a faithful and wise servant? Wisdom is when your Lord come, let him find you busy about what God wants. Today is still the Lord's day. Today is still Jesus' day. Hallelujah. Let him find you busy about the work and the will of God. Amen. Get serious about Jesus. There's nothing more important in your life than Jesus Christ and knowing God and doing what he wants you to do. Any other direction, any other purpose is missing it. Amen? Get big with God. Father, I pray for these people this morning. I thank you that they've considered you today. Praise you, Father. Lord, I pray that as they come in this building, Father God, in this place, that you would grant unto them wisdom from your heart that would enlighten them, that would give them supernatural understanding, that they would be able to apply to their everyday lives and prevail. Father God, I pray that the wisdom spoken this morning would drive them to your word and give them some understanding on how to handle any situation that just refuses to change. I pray that they would declare that they are not on their own, Father God, but that you are with them, that you're on their side and they know a little bit more. I want you to confess this. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God, which will always cause me to prevail. Thank God for that wisdom, and hug somebody on your way out. Put some good music on. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. Praise God. It's a wise thing to come to church tonight. Amen. It's a wise thing to come to choir rehearsal today at 4 o'clock. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Love the people. And y'all did good today. Praise God.